These are the Kashi Tapes. U-Man and Favaz explore the backstories and interviews heard on Kashi, the longest-running rock station in the country.
It's the Kashi Tapes. It's time for episode 68. I'm John Euler, along with
Favaz. Hi, John.
And today it's an interview Favaz did with Rudolf Schenker of Da Scorpions.
You know, I know you're going to ask me when this interview was. I have no idea. Mm-hmm. I think this might have been early 2000s, 2004, 2005, something like that. And the Scorpions are one of those bands that tour all the time. And in fact, the first, I think, rock stars I met at Kashi, and I was an intern still, were the Scorpions. They were in the conference room in the old building.
I'll be darned.
And I brought my Worldwide Live album, and they signed it for me. And great guys. Everybody from T.S. Jobs to Klaus Meine. I mean, they're all just really, really cool.
Yeah. Herman Rarebell was the drummer back in the day. He's been out of their band for a while, but he was one of our favorites, too, back in the early days. But Rudolf Schenker, of course, his brother is Michael Schenker, was in UFO and then went solo on his own for a long time. Rudolf was an original member of the Scorpions, and he's been there from day one, and he's still in that group. And still, when I saw him, 2 years ago, was it, at the Fox when they were here? Yeah, I think it was 2 years ago. They sounded tremendous. It was one of the best shows I've ever seen.
I would love to see them again, and I think they are gonna tour. And you know, the Scorpions are one of those bands, kind of like the Moody Blues. You don't really realize how long they've been around.
Yes,
they have been around forever. They have tons of records.
Mid '60s.
Yeah,
and you wouldn't think that because they really didn't come into prominence until, like, late 70s, even early 80s, when they really got huge, you know. So, they go way back in rock and roll history, 60s.
Got to get on one knee to get this one started.
Right. Mini disc player today. For people who don't know, we've used every format possible. Cassette tapes, reel-to-reel tapes, mini disc.
Computer.
I'm forgetting one.
CD.
DATs. Yeah. CDs.
I think the one that surprises us the most is the quality is the cassette.
Yeah.
The cassettes always sound really good.
Yeah, they really do. They sound better than some of the digital stuff.
Yeah.
All right, here we go to mini disc. It's Favaz with Rudolf Schenker.
And we kind of start midstream. At the very beginning, I don't know why the beginning is clipped, but it is.
Okay. So, we'll forgive you for that.
All right, thanks.
Hey, one thing to see me in Chicago.
Is it? Yeah, we're not too far away, really. So.
Yeah, how many miles?
I believe about 250.
Oh, just not far.
Now, how would that be in kilometers, though?
He probably nails it.
All right, so what we're talking about, he's in Chicago, and he asked how many miles it is, and then I said 250, and I said how many kilometers. So now we're about to discuss the kilometer
distance.
Yes.
250 is around, let's say, 340 kilometers.
Oh.
So, 1 mile, 1.6 kilometers.
Wow, you know it all.
Not all, but
1 mile is 1.6 kilometers. Good to know.
All right.
So good to know.
See, we're educational. Yeah. It's good to talk to Rudolf Schenker. Of course, the show is coming up this Sunday at the Concert Club at Savas Center. Rudolf, when was the last time you remember that?
No.
When they used to do the Concert Club?
Yeah.
At Savas Center? Well, the Concert Club at Savas Center was when they would push the stage toward one end, and it would be about 4,000 people max that they could have in.
Yeah.
And it was kind of cool. I remember seeing the Moody Blues there. And I did see, I went to the show. Now it's all coming back to me, John. I went to the show, and it was it's a cool, the way they used to do it was a cool place. They don't do it anymore.
Yeah.
But
I would have thought the Scorpions could have always sold more than 4,000 seats, though.
Well, they just played the Fox Theater, you said.
Yeah.
Right.
But you're
that's
talking
about 4,000.
But you're talking
this was
15 years ago.
Yeah, but they weren't the Scorpions, like they used to be. So we're in St. Louis. Do you remember?
As far as I know, it must be 1.5 years ago, I think, with White Snake together.
You know what? That tour did. I don't think that tour came to St. Louis.
They didn't was with the Purple.
No, I think you were in Kansas City, maybe.
Yes, both shows. Then it was with Motley Crue.
That was it.
Motley Crue.
Motley Crue and White Snake. It's so funny. Just, I mean, these guys have been around forever. They've met everybody, toured with everybody.
Yeah.
I believe that was it.
The problem is, you know, you have so it's a big country with so many cities, and you even, you know, if you look back, you know you played in the United States, and with so many cities, you know, it's like, and Kansas City and St. Louis very close together, as far as I know.
Yes, they are. Now, can you still believe that you're doing this after all these years?
I mean, look, it's great that we still can do it, you know? I mean, we are coming from, before we started American tour, we were in Asia. We played in Bangkok, in Thailand, in Malaysia, in Indonesia, in Japan.
Sounds like a real blitzkrieg, doesn't it? Sounds a lot like
We don't have a rim shot here.
Sounds a lot like German history.
All right, John.
Oh, sorry, I shouldn't have said that.
New Caledonia and in Dubai. You know, it was fantastic. And now being in the United States and have a great tour here, it's great to still we still can do it, that we're healthy enough, that we fit enough, and that Klaus Vocals are working great.
You know,
Klaus is what? Klaus is
working great.
Working great.
Maybe he means his voice sounds good.
Yeah.
I just think back to all the days that I saw the Scorpions in the late 70s and things like that. And certainly when you hit it big with Love at First Sting and things like that. And, you know, time changes, you know, everything. The music industry has changed. Is there ever a point where you start looking at yourselves and you go, should we still be out there doing this?
Of course. I mean, that's... I think even every day you enjoy that you can do it, because, you know, we made music because of passion, of love to music, and find the right people to play it. Because the most problem for many bands were that they are somehow on ego problems, and somebody want to be bigger than the other and stuff like this, you know.
Right.
This destroyed the band mostly, and we had the chance, really, also with our new people like James Kotek and the drummer and the new bass player, Pavel Matsigonia, that he fits in the band. And that was the philosophy of the band in the beginning. When I were looking for band members, I always was looking for a good musician, no question about that, but
sure,
also for a person I can build a friendship with. And I think
he could be what?
He could build a friendship with.
Oh, somebody he likes.
Yeah, somebody he likes. He cares about.
Yes.
Kind of.
It's off now over the years that we are still friends and that still we are powerful enough and healthy enough and fit enough. You know, that's an important point, that you not be on stage and you hate every minute on stage. You love every minute on stage and the people really getting this and they are into it.
Sure.
And now, I remember seeing when I saw him 2 years ago, he still looked very fit.
Yeah, he did?
Yeah, I think so.
But how many bands have we heard of that are on stage? Van Halen is one of them, and they absolutely hate one another while they're on stage.
Right, right.
You know, and it's just, it's nice to know, you know, that there's a band like the Scorpions that, you know, when they're out there, still out there, because they're going to go out, I think, you know, they like each other.
I'm ready for them to come through here again, man. I don't hear anything, do you? I haven't heard anything about them.
I have heard something about them.
Oh.
Yes.
Can't talk about it now?
No, can't.
Okay.
Of course, you and Klaus and Matthias, how long have you been together now?
Klaus and me, we started together. I started a band in 66, and Klaus came...
What? 66? Were we just talking about that prior to starting the podcast, or what?
We talked about it here. I was like, they're one of those bands that you don't realize have been around forever.
Yeah.
My brother in 70.
Wow.
And Matthias came 78.
Wow. Well, that certainly says something about the Scorpions. We're talking to Rudolf Schenker, the Scorps. And Unbreakable is the new CD that came out just a few months ago. Unbreakable, what does that mean to you, Rudolf? Why did you name it Unbreakable?
Unbreakable is this music. No question about this. Because rock music is like the big rock in the ocean, where all the new waves and big waves coming and going, but the rock is still standing.
That's
a pretty good analogy.
So, released in 2004.
There you go.
So,
15
that's
years.
That's what this, 16 now.
16 now,
That is the first thing. And also, it can be put on the band situation, because the band is still there over all these years.
The band is a rock. Yep, Unbreakable. Yeah, yeah. I get it. I get it. It's great.
Boy, it makes sense.
Hopefully not Unbreakable.
Oh, hopefully not. But it could be, but it's not going to be because you named the album Unbreakable. So I think it's going to be fine.
So Rocky is not breakable. No question about it.
That's what I said. And Foz, you said that, didn't you?
It sounds like you're rewinding and making him say the same thing again. I know. It's kind of funny.
It's so far not... it's not breakable.
It's not breakable. That's what I said.
in the next 10 years, not unbreakable, too.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I'm sure all the fans hope that. So, how is it?
However, Klaus Meine is not in the band anymore, right?
Didn't he is leave? In the band.
He is. Who
no,
left?
No, he's in the band.
Somebody just left. Oh, no.
Herman Rarebell is gone.
Yeah, no, I'm getting confused with UFO. Phil Moog just left UFO.
He did?
Yeah.
In your home country lately, with, of course, the American election is tomorrow.
And, what? Oh, we're voting already?
So this was in November of 2004.
Yeah.
Okay.
And everybody looks to America when things like this happen. What's your take on the American election, if you want to give your opinion, Rudolph?
Well, I come from a land where we didn't vote for anybody for a long period of time. You may remember that history.
No, you remember I asked...
I mean, I think it's...
Remember, I asked Angus Young about the same thing, about the election. He goes, I vote for Bush. Because I like the word Bush.
Yeah. Yeah, episode, what was that?
That was just a few episodes ago.
Yeah.
Very difficult time. The situation where America went, it's not so easy from the outside situation to repair. Because some people in Europe lost a little bit the situation.
Wait a minute, what are you talking about? Repair? Did something get broken? I thought everything was unbreakable.
Maybe the political process, John.
America.
I'm sorry, I'm getting confused.
Okay.
Herman, help me. Oh, he's not in the band anymore.
He's
what?
Gone.
Oh. Where's Phil Moog? I don't know. He left. Where? UFO. What?
More thinks about the whole global thing. They think about more themselves. Hopefully, somehow, I don't know. I mean, I think hopefully Kerry is winning to give the world a different sign. And that's the only situation.
What?
He just said he hopes Kerry wins.
Oh, he did?
Kerry.
John Kerry.
John Kerry.
Huh. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, it's difficult because somehow I always liked Clinton. Clinton did a very good way of presenting himself. And
Really?
He presented himself very well to Monica Lewinsky.
That's right.
America outside, except this situation in the White House with the girl.
With the girl, he brought her up.
I know. I mean, he's a person. He's a human being. No question about this. He said this was a mistake. It was a mistake. No question about this. But he was presenting America very well to the rest of the world.
But that mistake he made, that was so rock and roll, wasn't it?
I tell you one thing. That's the same situation when we was invited in the Kremlin from Gorbachev.
Yeah.
And we had a talk together about 45 minutes. And Klaus mentioned to Gorbachev and said, you know, we were very scared in Germany when Khrushchev in the United Nations took his shoe off and was beating right. the table with his shoe.
Yeah.
And Gorbachev said, hey, guys, this was rock and roll.
Gorbachev said that was rock and roll when Khrushchev did.
Holy cow, I guess it all depends on how you look at it, I guess.
That's funny.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, that's funny.
So, but I know George Bush and the leader of your country had a rift, I guess it was a couple years ago. So, how do the Germans feel about the Americans overall, you think?
I mean, look, the Germans are really, because of their mistakes with the two world wars, they are really are not... the person who are going and say, okay, that is wrong, that is thing. They always try really hard to really connect different kind of thinkings into the right direction. So that's what Sir Fischer and also Gerhard Schröder, where we know very well, they try to really make a compromise and try to put their thoughts about the situation with the war that they don't want to do or have the war. And here the situation went to a war. Somehow they tried to glue the friendship somehow.
Huh. I didn't get any of that.
Okay. So he was, can you believe, I mean, the German chancellor now is Angela Merkel?
Yes.
She's been there since 2005.
Really?
Yeah.
She's been the leader since 2005.
That's what it says. And in here, the when I mentioned that they had a rift, it was Gerhard Schroeder.
Ah.
Schroeder, and he was on. He was the chancellor from 98 to 2005. Then you had Helmut, remember Helmut Kohl?
Helmut Kohl, yes.
He was the German chancellor from 82 to 98.
Damn, what kind of system they got over there?
I don't remember. Why is she? Yeah, I don't get it.
That's crazy. You know, you were just talking about Putin wanting to be a leader for life over in Russia these days.
Sounds like.
But he's already been in there like 15 years
long
and
time.
14 years.
But why is Angela Merkel still there after 15 years?
Guess they don't have term limits on the presidency.
You know, and I don't feel like looking that up.
No.
I don't care. We're not trying to educate.
No.
Let's see. So, all right. Well, enough politics. We're going to see the Scorpions with Tesla and the Keith Emerson Band this Sunday in St. Louis at the Concert Club at Savas. Some tickets remain. And Rudolph, as an old-time Scorpions fan, I must say, I have a feeling we'll hear a good mix of new and old on Sunday.
I tell you one thing. We found out that the new stuff from Unbreakable, it's working very, very well with the classics, kind of. You know, we play around 5 new songs, and of course we play all the great songs from the 70s, 80s, and 90s, and we give the hell of the show. We have a great lighting design. We have a great band before us, like Tesla, good friends of ours. Keith Emerson, he's starting the show. And
the late Keith Emerson.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
We promise we give a lot of energy on stage and great songs and great feel. And so far, we got very good reviews in our papers and also in our website. And people are completely satisfied.
Well, good. And will there be spandex or leather worn by you?
I tell you one thing. Spandex was more in the late 90s, beginnings of 80s. Now we use leather. And, leather.
Leather. No lace. We'll leave that for Stevie Nicks.
That's right.
And he liked it.
Smells a little better, too, doesn't
that's
it?
That's right. Yeah, especially with the old. Huh?
Smells better.
All right, Rudolph Schenker, a pleasure. And once again, Scorpions, Unbreakable is the CD. And, of course, you know damn well the band is Unbreakable. And they'll be in town once again this Sunday, November 7th. Concert Club at Savas with Tesla, Keith Emerson. Rudolph, can't wait to see you.
Okay, guy, I gotta come over backstage to have a drink together, all right?
Oh, we'd love to. Have some beer.
Some and beer.
All right. Rudolph,
okay.
Thank you.
Bye. See ya. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
That never happened.
Awesome.
Never had a beer.
Never happened?
Never had a beer with him.
That's unfortunate. What a lovable guy, man.
He was cool, wasn't he?
He is awesome, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And his brother, Michael, I remember he had some difficulties, Michael. Maybe mental issues or whatever. He struggled. But Rudolph's, he's unbreakable, just as steady as she goes, man.
So the reason I said I've heard something about the Scorpions, we have a chance to interview Klaus Meine and Matthias Jabs.
Oh,
coming up.
Yeah, let's do it.
But that's why, you know, we have to, I think the window of opportunity is during the KSHE Morning Rock Show. So that's why I was asking you, you know, what we should do.
Yeah, we can squeeze that in. We got to. Or go live with it. I mean, we got to.
Okay. I know. I'll take care of it.
Yeah, can't pass up the Scorps, man.
Yeah.
Love those guys.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. That's episode 68 with Rudolph Schenker of
The Scorpions.
The Scorpions. And I'm John Hewlett. You can follow me on Twitter at STLUMan and on Instagram, I'm Johnny Hewlett.
And I'm Favaz, and you can just follow me. AMF to you, John.
AMF
just follow
to you.
Me.
AMF.
AMF.
To me. AMF.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, see you later.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
The KSHE Tapes with you, man, and Favaz. For more on the history of KSHE, go to KSHE95.com or the KSHE mobile app.